Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Thatcher. Welcome to Puckle Trivia Rewind, where we play old trivia segments from our show, Puckle Podcast. You can be sure to go over to the main feed, Puckle Podcast, where we listen to this podcast, and get more goodness. We talk more in depth about other Pokemon topics and whatnot, as well as have up-to-date trivia. But right now, you're hitting Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. And that's great, because now Stack Attack and Blacephalon are still there. Toucanic can still be an answer. And things are just going swimmingly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of Pokemon Trivia. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge, whether or not Scrawn believes it's innate or not.
It is not innate. It is learned knowledge. Get your adjectives right.
So the point of this part of the show is to have your co-host compete against one another. However, these two will be acting on a team. Every week they act on a team together to answer five questions provided by our audience, as well as by other co-hosts and stuff like that, mostly because I don't have to write them then. And you'll get a point for each answer you get correct. You'll also have access to a hint that you can use to help you answer these questions. However, if you can answer all of these questions correctly without using the hint, you can cash that hint in for an extra point. You guys have one of these questions will have a bonus point attached to it. They'll be, in essence, it'll be worth 2 points depending on how you answer it. And you don't need to get that one correct on both accounts to be able to cash in the hint. So you have a maximum total possible of 7 points today. Both of you are in range of moving up significantly through the ranks. So if you guys are ready, we'll get started.
All right.
Let's do this.
All right. So the first question comes from Hal. He's on the Discord server. He wants to know if you know how many Pokemon have non-letter characters in their names. Now, I'll give you guys a plus or minus two on the number, because I don't expect you to go through like a list of 807 Pokemon and figure out which ones have punctuation.
I mean, obviously there's... Oh, are we talking punctuation or...
Non-letter characters.
Hmm.
So punctuation, okay. Other things that aren't punctuation in their names.
Okay, well, so Basket, there's Porygon 2, and then actually Porygon Z has a hyphen in its name. So that's two right there.
Okay.
Let's think about other ones now.
Distracting me more than it's helping.
I'm sorry.
It's really hard, honestly, because I
we just need a number. But
Ho-Oh has a
wait,
dash.
Who?
Ho-Oh has a dash, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ho-Oh. That's true.
We're just going to need a number, and you get a plus or minus two. Just remember that.
Okay. Well, let's try to think about more. Wait. Okay, no. Kyurem Black doesn't. I don't think there are any other number Pokemon, are there?
We're going to need an answer soon.
Mr. Mime, right? Because there's a dot there, right?
Yes, true. Also Mime, yes. Jr. So that's five.
Yes.
We're going to need an answer here, guys.
Okay.
Okay, we'll say five plus.
Well, you say plus or minus two, right?
Yes.
In that case, let's just say six in case there are a lot more.
Well, no, I'm saying five plus. So like, there's more than five, right? We can do that or no?
Well, no. You have to be within two of the number.
Yeah, let's say six then.
Okay.
Is that your final answer? Six.
Yes.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is actually 12.
What?
Nidoran, male and female. Mr. Mime and Mime Jr. We talked about Farfetch'd earlier today.
Of course.
You guys got Porygon 2, Porygon Z, Ho-Oh. You forgot Type Null, who has a colon. And you forgot the entire Jing Mo-O family that has dashes in their names. So you guys, I mean, you got halfway there. So, like, you did all right. Not terrible.
Is this, like, this guy's name who submitted this, how?
No, it's H-A-O.
Okay.
Instead.
Because from this question, I'm really starting to think he's a Malasada How. I'm just saying.
I like that that's an identifying factor for you. Okay. All right. Let's see if you guys can pick it up.
It's not a good thing.
This next question comes from Seth Vilo. It's worth 2 points for each person that you name. And actually, if you name all three, I'll give you 3 points. I'll be nice to you guys today and give you 3 points. And you can still cash the hint in if you get it correct without the hint.
Whoa. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a nice guy. Yeah. All right. So question number two. There are some Pokemon that can learn Attract, but when they use it, it unfortunately fails, which probably hits us too many of us too close to home. Name two of the three genderless Pokemon that can learn Attract. Now you can name three and I'll absolve you of your sin of the first question.
Okay.
So genderless Pokemon that can learn Attract.
Does Ditto count?
No.
Okay. I feel like I know one, and it's Mew, because Mew's genderless, and in at least Gen 3, it can learn every TM except for Overheat, so Mew is definitely one of them.
Okay, so...
But it would fail, I think. I don't know if it would fail or not. It probably would, because, if it's genderless, it's not going to work. All right, genderless. He said genderless, so it has to be genderless. Okay, not cast form.
You're like so many... I feel like so many Pokemon can learn that move. I have, wow. This is a really tough one.
You have the hint. Don't forget that.
Well, the hint's not going to be doing us much use otherwise, so let's go ahead and use it, eh?
All right. So, these are, one was introduced in Gen 5. Two more were introduced in Gen 7. And we didn't count Mew, so you're kind of correct with Mew. I'll give you a point for Mew.
Thanks. All right, so two were introduced in Gen 7. One was introduced in Gen 5. What are genderless Pokemon in Gen 7? I feel like this is a question I should be able to answer. And Gen 5, huh? I see. I'm not sure if Victini is genderless or not.
I want to say it would be, right?
We can use that as one of our guesses, sure. Genderless Pokemon in 7.
I'm going to need an answer soon here, guys.
Is Dancy, is Dancy genderless?
That's Gen 6.
Gonna need an answer here, guys.
We just gotta go with you, I think, because I don't
Tapu Lele and Tapu Koko, whatever.
All right, that is, so the Mew is correct. But the other two are unfortunately not. So Mew is actually an answer we didn't. I forgot about. So it wasn't included in the three. So Mew counts. That gives you 1 point. The other three that you could have named were Cryogonal, Minior, and Delmize. They can all learn Attract because it's still a TM forever and always. So that's okay. It'll fail though because they're genderless. So it's not useful. So. Seth Vilo also gave me another question, and I wanted to ask it because this is an oldie but a goodie. I asked this in one of the very first Puckle Pokey quizzes, and I want to see how well you guys listen to me. So question number three, you guys are at 1 point, by the way. The question number three is, what is the only fire-type Pokemon by technicality that can learn Powder Snow?
Cast form?
Is that your final answer?
Because it can turn into a fire-type Pokemon in Sun, I think that accounts for the technicality, and it can learn Powder Snow, so yeah.
That is correct. There you go. There's your 2 points. I asked that question a long time ago, and nobody got it right. And you guys all yelled at me, and I still used the question anyway. So that's 2 points for you guys today. So this next question comes from your favorite Dr. Shamu.
Oh, no.
Already.
And so Dr. Shamu, he brought up to me this ability that I didn't even know existed until today. It's called Wonder Skin. Wonder Skin is an ability that makes the accuracy of status moves targeted at a Pokemon 50%. So you can have like a Will-O-Wisp that turns into 50%. You can have a Sleep Powder that turns into 50%. Almost all of the Pokemon that get Wonder Skin as ability get this as their hidden ability, except for one Pokemon. What Pokemon can have Wonder Skin as a natural ability?
Oh, no. I know I knew this at some point.
Oh, my God. Okay, I know this. Sigilyph.
Is that your final answer?
I'm positive.
Okay, sure.
That is correct.
Nice.
Yes.
Sigilyph is... Yeah, go ahead, Basket. I want to know why.
I remember catching one and thinking, what the heck is this? What is this ability? Am I even going to use this? And it was on a Nuzlocke, and I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
All right. So that gives you guys 3 points for today. Our next question is, as always, a base stat question. So I want to know from you guys, what fire type Pokemon has the highest base defense stat?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first thing that comes to mind is either like Torkoal or Turtonator, just for the fact that they're turtles. But then we've got like Groudon and stuff. So I'm thinking like Primal Groudon, because that's technically a fire type. What else do we got? We got Magmortar, that's obviously not right. We've got, when you think powerful stuff. None of the starters, I think, really fit that criteria. I think the closest one would probably be like Emboar, but that's not close enough.
Yeah.
All right. Think volcanoes.
I'm thinking it's probably between, like, oh man.
What?
Torkoal or the lava slug, Magcargo?
If we have to guess something like that, I'm definitely going to go with Primal Groudon. Just for the fact that it's Primal Groudon.
I do need an answer soon, like the next 15 seconds.
Mega Evolution Fire types. What would those be?
Oh, it's Mega Evolution Fire types?
No, yeah, you can use Mega Evolutions. Yeah. Nothing's coming to mind. Legendary Pokemon, maybe Heatran? I think that's more special defensive.
I'm going to need an answer, guys.
Go ahead and say something.
I'm going to go with Torkoal.
Okay.
Is Torkoal your final answer?
It's fine. We'll let him choose.
Yes. Yes.
That is unfortunately incorrect. Torkoal is the second highest base stat total for defense and fire type Pokemon. The winner is Primal Groudon.
Oh, son of a...
Primal Groudon's got a base 160 defense, and Torkoal has a base 140.
Can I get that point, please?
No. No, because you let Basket. You rolled the dice there, man. That's on you.
I mean, I was just being polite.
You're a team.
Yeah, okay.
You're a team. It's a team effort. So you guys got 3 points here today. So that does change up the standings, though. Just to let you know. Uh-oh. It does change up the standings. So let me get there. So unfortunately, Scrawn, that doesn't move you up. It does move if you got the other point, it wouldn't have done it either, if that makes you feel any better.
It doesn't.
So the standings are now in first place. We have Dr. Shamu with 24 points. We have Basket in second place now with 13 points.
Yeah.
Jushiro in third place with 11 points. Whimsicott in fourth place with 10 points. Sublime Manic in fifth place with 9 points. Scrawn, you're now in sixth place with 8 points. It's all really close except for the whole like Shamu jumping ahead of everybody thing. and then in seventh place, we have Vigor with 5 points. Eighth place, Maximus with 4 points. Ninth place, Snag with 2 points. And Gator bringing up the rear with 1. So that is it. It's a race to 30. Don't know what the winner gets. I'm sure Shamu will beat you guys at PuckleCon, or Puckleton, not PuckleCon. This is like the hangout version of PuckleCon. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz. As always, this is the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, that means only using what's in your noggins, nothing else. So, of course, guys, no browsers, no Googling, nothing of the sort. You have to answer these questions with the knowledge in your brains. So we have five questions today. One of these questions is going to have an extra point tacked onto it. You will have one hint to use for all five questions. So you can also, if you get all of the questions correct, you can go ahead and actually you can cash the hint in for an extra point. So a total of like 7 points. Both of you could maybe catch up to Shamu.
I like how you said it.
Good one, Thad. Good one.
Jushiro, actually, you're like with, you can like, if he does, if Shamu doesn't do well on the Puckle 10 episode, you can like, you can maybe come in and take it from him.
Let's see. So, I doubt it.
If you get 7 points today. So, which hasn't happened in a while, actually. So, but I think with this set of questions, you guys can. I think you can. Cause I have some softballs here. Like a lot of them, because I had to write them all. So here we go. If you guys are ready, we're gonna get straight on into it. Okay. So question number one, guys. Prior to Generation 6, there was a Pokemon that could change its gender upon evolution. What Pokemon was it?
Oh. Repeat that one more time.
Prior to Generation 6, there was a Pokemon that could change gender upon evolution. What Pokemon was it?
Change gender upon evolution?
Yeah, it was because there was actually a mechanic for this Pokemon. One form of it had like a 75%, 25% chance to be male versus female. And then its evolution actually had a 50-50% chance to be male and female.
Oh, so it's a glitch.
It was an oversight, yeah.
An oversight, okay. Oh, dang.
So when it evolved, it had a chance to flip genders.
Before Gen 6, so it has to be from Gen... It could be Gen 5. What do you have in Gen 5, Maximus?
Gen 5.
It's just that they fixed the gender ratio in Gen 6, that's all.
Okay.
It's literally any Pokemon prior to Gen 6.
I have no idea. Do you?
Mm-mm. You have the hint as well.
We're gonna have to go for the hint for the very first question. Let's go ahead.
To be fair, these questions aren't in any particular order of duty. I'm gonna start doing that, but like next trivia cycle. So
okay.
But the right now the so the hint for this one would be this Pokemon also changes type upon evolution. It is a Pokemon that was like tacked onto an evolution line.
It could be a Tangrowth.
It was essentially a Pokemon that had, it was either a baby Pokemon or an evolution that was added.
Do you think it's Jinx? Jinx?
I thought all Smoochum were female.
All Smoochums are female?
Well, I know.
What about Jinx? All Jinx female?
Yeah. I thought all Jinx were female. Yeah.
Maybe Mr. Mime?
What about Mr. Mime? Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Mr. Mime, maybe Mr. Mime is supposed to be more Mr., the tiny one, I forgot his name, Mime Jr. And then when he evolves, it actually Mr. Mime required a 50-50.
Hmm.
You want to go with Mr. Mime?
You can go for Mr. Mime.
Okay.
That's your final Mime answer.
But there's also another one in my back of mind. I was thinking Tyrogue, but... Because I know all the Hitmons are male, but I didn't know if Hitmonchan. I mean, I didn't know if Tyrogue was male or female. That was in the back of my mind. Yeah.
So, is your final? What's your final answer? Is it Miss Mime Junior?
Yeah, you want to just go with that one because I'm more sure of that one than I am the other one.
Me too. Yeah, let's do that one.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is actually Azurill to Meryl.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, remember, I also told you it changed type.
We forgot about that little detail.
So Azurill is a normal type, and when it evolved, it used to have like a 75-25% chance for Azurill, but when you got to Meryl, it was 50-50. And so what happened is 25% of the time, your Pokemon would flip genders.
Wow, never heard about this until today.
Yeah, yeah.
never even noticed it.
It was an oversight when they programmed it in.
Okay.
All right, so I think you'll get the rest of these today. So hopefully you can close out with 5 points. So what is the last Pokemon in the Kalos Pokédex?
The last Pokemon
in the Kalos Pokédex.
In the Kalos Pokédex. This includes mythical.
Not the national, right?
Not the national. Kalos.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, definitely has to be something special. It was Hoopa. No, Hoopa's in the national, wasn't it?
No,
it wasn't in the Kalos.
The mythical Pokemon get added into these dexes. I'm almost certain.
Yeah, they got in. It was either Hoopa or Volcanion. Which one was revealed first?
I thought Hoopa was revealed first.
Then it has to be Volcanion.
I'm pretty sure we got Hoopa before we got Volcanion.
What about Magearna? Magearna never showed up in Gen 6, right? No, Magearness started in it was revealed during Gen 6, but it was never added to the game itself until Sun and Moon came out. My money is on, I am 60% sure it's Volcanion, because I think Volcanion was the last Pokemon revealed in Gen 6. Or Magearna, for whatever reason, it might pop up on the Pokedex on Kalos, although I have no reason to think why. I don't know if in Japan it was added in sixth gen, and we got it here in seventh. I don't know.
I need an answer, guys.
Yeah. Take a swing. Which one do you feel more comfortable with?
I feel Volcanion like a little more probable.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am going to accept that as an answer. I will mark it as correct because that's what I have, but it was a poorly researched question. So,
okay.
The answer is actually, it depends on how you look at it, because the Kalos Dex actually gets broken up into three places. There are some surprising entries in it, and the mythical Pokemon don't actually get put into it. But Mewtwo is actually at the end, as well as the legendary birds. Fun fact. But it's fine. I'm giving you Volcanion because it was a poorly researched question on my part. So
okay. Dodge the bullet right there.
Okay. So this next question has to do with the topic today. We're talking about Gen 4 today. So
yeah.
I want to ask you guys. So Pokemon has a long-standing tradition of putting the home console or putting a home console into the player character's room. The most recent version of this would be in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. You see that there's a switch in the player character's room, right? Yeah. So in Diamond and Pearl, what was the console in the player character's room?
I think it was a Wii.
It had to be the DS. Yeah, the DS was out, but I know that one.
The DS, I think it was the Wii, and I tell you why. Because Pokemon Revolution was the Pokemon game that came out for the Wii for 4th Gen, because I remember, because Palkia and Dialga were the Pokemon on the front.
The poster child.
The poster child for Pokemon Revolution. So
I love that description.
What was that?
I love that description of them being on the box art, you know?
Yeah,
that's
they were on the box art, so it means that Revolution was for 4th Gen, which means that in 4th Gen, it must have been a Wii. At the very worst, in Diamond and Pearl, it must have been a GameCube, and then when Platinum came out, it was a Wii. But I'm going with
Wii. Okay, I thought the GameCube was in Generation 3.
Yeah. The GameCube was in Generation 3. That's where we got DX, but that was Lugia or Entei, but I remember.
And Colosseum.
And then we had Colosseum, yep.
Is that your final answer, then?
With the Wii.
Is Wii your final answer?
You know, it's funny. If the answer ends up being a Wii with a DS next to it, that'd be so funny.
Okay, so is Wii your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. So that's the second point for you guys. It is a Wii in the room because of exactly the reasons you stated. That was the current home console. Actually, I think, fun piece of trivia, the first time it's ever switched between games in the same generation was literally Gen 7. Yeah. I think that was the first time.
Oh, yeah. We had the Switch and then
Hopefully whoever is on next week remembers that, because I'll use it as a trivia question. So, all right. They better be listening. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna catch them if they.
Yeah, I'm gonna catch them. They'll know. Like they'll be exposed. Question number four. This one's worth 2 points if you get one for each answer. So there are two Pokemon tied for the heaviest Pokemon of all time. Who are they? 1 point for each.
Wait, are we counting legendaries?
Yeah, absolutely. Heaviest
Groundon?
Groundon and
Primal Groundon. It includes Megas, right? And Primal.
Yes. Yeah, but it's the heaviest Pokemon. Heaviest Pokemon ever.
Do you think? Heaviest Pokemon ever. It's not Wailord, even though it's the biggest. It's Groundon is known for being extremely ridiculously heavy, but I don't know how much heavier he is compared to others. What do you think?
First one was Groundon, but let's see. Wait, what's Stacka? I keep forgetting his name.
Stacka.
I don't even know what his weight is.
Oh.
He looks heavy.
I don't know. That's the only one I can think of regarding all the Palkia, Dialga. They're not that heavy. Neither does the Gen 6 legendaries and all the Gen 7 Pokemon. I don't think they can recall. Maybe Zygarde. But other than them, I mean, Groundon is the only one that comes to mind being like extremely heavy.
I might be wrong.
Come on, help me out here.
I say go Stack Attack just because I don't even know what his weight is.
Well, I'm going to go with yours because I'm not 100% sure either. So you said this one.
So you said Primal Groudon and Stack Attack? Are those your answers?
We're between those two. Yeah.
Well, you get to choose two. Two of them are tied. Yeah, I said two of them are tied. It's 1 point for each.
Then those two.
So that is unfortunately incorrect on both accounts.
Wait, what?
Primal Groudon used to be the heaviest Pokemon ever at 999.7 kilograms. However, in Generation 7, we got two Pokemon. Cosmoem, which is 999.9 kilograms, and Celesteela at 999.9 kilograms, which is also 2,204.4 pounds, which is 0.4 pounds heavier than Primal Groudon. Those two are now the heaviest Pokemon in all of Pokemon.
Gen 7, I hate you.
All right, so for a third point, though, we're going to go ahead and do our last question. Our last question, as always, is always a base stat question. So I want to know, what ground-type Pokemon has the highest base special defense?
Highest base ground special defense ground type. I think it's Psyguard. Another one might
special
be...
defense. I feel like there's another one.
Ooh. The Clay Doll.
Is that your final answer?
No.
I don't know special defense. I feel like there's another one.
Okay. What do you know? What do you think, Maximus?
Wait a minute. What's Mudsdale? I know it's bulky all around.
Mudsdale? I don't know much about Mudsdale, whether his special defense is high or not.
I should know this because it's my favorite Gen 7 Pokemon.
My money goes either to Psyguard because it's a legendary and it can be really powerful, or Clay Doll because it's a Pokemon that uses special as its mech's thing, so I would guess that it had a higher special defense than normal. Other than that, I'm drawing a blank here.
I'm going to need a final answer.
What do you think, Maximus? Psyguard?
We can go with Psyguard.
Psyguard it is.
Oh, that hurts me, because that is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Claydol.
I knew it!
Claydol has a base 120 special defense. The next highest is actually Mega Swampert with 110. I don't even know where Zygarde is.
I knew it.
Zygarde's a base 95, so it's 25 points short. It was played out. That's 2 points for you guys today.
Okay, so be it.
I'm so sorry to both of you.
It's fine. So
let me add these points in. It does change the standings if it makes you feel any better.
Sure.
It changes the standings. So
yeah, we are officially the worst trivia.
Kind of, yeah.
The standing changes.
But I mean, it ranks a couple of you up, so that's fine. So in first place, we have Dr. Shamu with 24 points. In second place, tied for second place, by the way, are Jushiro and Basket with 13 points. In fourth place, we have Whimsicott with 10 points. In fifth place, we have Sublime with 9 points. In sixth, we have Scrawn with 8. In seventh place, we have Maximus with 6. Viger is in eighth with 5. Snag in ninth with 2. And Gator in 10th with 1. And welcome to this Christmas version of Puckle's Pokemon, Puckle's Pokey Quiz, where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. This week is absolutely all Christmas themed. I was told this week by none other than Scrawn that I have done Delibird as the Pokemon of the episode for the past 3 years in a row, because, I mean, it's Delibird. Come on. It's literally Santa Claus. Because of that, I've decided to make all of the trivia questions based on Delibird instead. So the rules today are the same as always. You guys are going to be given five.
I think I can hear Scrawn having a bit of a...
He's having a bit of a panic attack right now. So you guys are going to get 5 questions. All of these are going to be worth 1 point apiece.
And
except for one question.
About Delibird.
one of these questions will have one bonus point in it. And as always, you guys get one hint, but if you get all the questions correct, you can cash that hint in for an extra point for a maximum possible total of 7 points today. If you guys are ready, I'll jump into our first Delibird question.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. So, our first question is brought to you by Claude9. As we all know, Delibird is an awesome Christmas Pokemon. It loves to give you presents, and with its signature move of present... this move, as you guys probably know, is known to heal or damage. It turns out it has 3 different base powers at which you can damage you at. What are they?
Three base
powers. 5, 120, I know for sure 5 and 120.
5 and 120.
I'm guessing the others are like 40 and 80,
something
or 40
in between.
And 60, but I'm not.
I feel like they would be between.
I honestly don't know the ones in the middle.
So
you only need one in the middle.
What was the first one that you said? When's it cut?
Five and 120.
Five.
I'm sure about 120.
Oh my gosh. Why are you so garbage? oh yeah. You're asking the completely wrong person.
The other two. The other two are probably either 30 and 60 or 40 and 80, something like that. I want to say 30 and 60 because I know that when it goes to 120, it's a big step up.
So you said 5 to 120?
Yeah. I think there's something like 5, 30, 60, 120, something like that.
I'm feeling 80-ish. I don't know why.
Okay,
I'm feeling
you want to go
70, 80-ish. Because it's almost like an in-betweeny sort of thing going for it.
Go
because,
like,
I mean, 120
five.
Seems – I mean, 120, that's a very particular number to end on.
It used
We're
going to
need
be,
an
it
answer.
Used to be. Okay, so do you want to go 80, 120?
I was going to say 50, 80, 120. That seems more reasonable because 5 is so out of place. If there's
Is that your final them. Answer?
I'll say that's my final answer.
Are you okay with that, Lenzicott?
I guess I will be.
All right, so I'm going to give you the points. It's correct because you got two of them. You got two of them. So because there's you got 80 and 120, and then you said 50, but the answer is actually 40. It's 40 and 120. But you got the point, so you're fine.
In the season of giving, we'll give
80,
us 80,
120.
Yeah, so that's 1 point for you guys.
Yay!
That is nice. All right, so we're going to go ahead then, and we're going to keep going. So our next one is going to be another question by Claude9, also about the move present. so Delibird, it turns out, isn't the only Pokemon that can get present. How many Pokemon can get present? And I'm going to give you a plus or minus 3 on that.
Okay.
Because Pokemon get it via – I'll give you a plus or minus 5, actually. Plus or minus 5. I'll be nice. Because this is distributed by some events happened, and there's also some mechanics that give present to Pokemon.
Okay.
And so this includes like all Pokemon. Like if say like Pichu gets it, then Pikachu and Raichu get it as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
That's three.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure.
I feel like the Chansey line would have a move like present. Like they would.
Let's roll backwards.
Okay.
Breeding. Stuff that can breed with Delibird.
Yeah.
Okay. And event Pokemon. I'm like 80% sure that Jirachi and the Evolutions get it. So that's like
I don't really feel like Jirachi. I've never really seen. Well, then again, nobody ever uses freaking present.
No, it's because Japan gets a ton of Jirachi events.
That's not wrong.
A ton of them. A ton of them. One of them probably had present at some point.
Maybe. So, I mean, I'm still sitting on the Chansey line.
Okay, let's add three.
Well, you guys got to get a number, so you just got to keep going.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's one.
13.
Don't forget Delibird. Don't forget Delibird.
So, exactly. So that's 14 with Delibird.
Yeah.
14.
But you did say how many Pokemon besides Delibird.
Oh, I don't care if it's besides Delibird. No, I said how many Pokemon total.
Whatever.
I can learn it. That's what
I have. Okay, so 14. We have 14 probably. Stuff that can breed with Delibird. A bunch of bird Pokemon, I'm assuming.
Maybe.
So I would throw another 15 in there. What do you think? I'm just ballpark.
So 29? Is that what you're saying?
That seems like a lot of Pokemon.
29? Is that your final answer?
I'd say that's a lot of Pokemon.
I would honestly go with 29 because whenever he asks this kind of question, we count them out and we go, well, there can't be more than 12. And he goes like, there's 37.
I feel this is more of a 15-ish.
Is that your final answer?
No.
I say 15.
And I say 29. Do you want to go in the middle?
So then we'll go with 18.
What?
No,
middle?
More than 18.
I don't know my math.
More than 18.
21.
Way more than 18.
21?
No. It's way more than 21.
22?
Let's make it, oh, you know what? Let's make it 23 because my birthday is on the 23rd.
Perfect.
Okay, well, that's
is that your
that's
final reasonable. Answer?
Yes.
So remember, it's plus or minus 5, yes. guys. And so you guys are correct. The answer is actually 24. So not for any of the reasons you thought, by the way.
Good.
So you have Delibird, you have the Chansey line, you have the Pikachu line, you have the Clefable line, mm-hmm. the Igglybuff line, the Togepi line, the Meryl line, excluding Azurill. Snubbull line, Miltank gets it, Togedemaru gets it, and an Audinoge got it as an event. So that gives you 24.
Event, Pokemon.
So there you go. You guys are correct, though. That's 2 points for you today.
Whew.
So this question is about Delibird's abilities. Delibird has two abilities that turn out to be redundant. What
Yay.
Abilities are these?
Existing.
I can always – well, okay. So I'll preface it also with these two abilities do the exact same thing. They just have different names.
Yeah.
And Delibird can't be sleepy.
Are they Insomnium Vital Spirit? And then he gets Hustle as has a hidden ability, I think.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because he's Santa Claus. He can't sleep on Christmas night.
That is correct.
True.
So that's correct on both accounts. The hidden ability, though, is Vital Spirit. No, it's Insomnia. The hidden ability is Insomnia.
So Hustle is one of his basic
Hustle is a regular, yeah, but his hidden ability is redundant. You don't even need hidden ability Delibird ever. So, because you can just get Vital Spirit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's good. That's 4 points for you guys today.
Woo!
All right.
Wow.
I know, right? Okay, so this is where it gets harder. So Santa Claus owns 5 Pokemon total in the anime. He's seen with 5 Pokemon total in the anime.
Okay.
So one of these is a Delibird.
Obviously.
Yes.
So that one doesn't count, but I want to know what 2 more of them are.
Well, I know one of them
Jinx,
is Jinx.
Lapras, Stantler.
Jinx, Lapras, Stantler. Okay.
Is I know one answer? Of them is Jinx.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's correct. On all 3 accounts, the one that you missed is Rapidash. Rapidash was unfortunately replaced
with Stantler.
No, that's
right, Rapidash. Because,
yeah.
No, it was hilarious because in the first episode with Santa Claus, he was like, mm-hmm. no reindeer, I have a Rapidash because Gen 2 hadn't come out yet.
Yeah. And then he gets that. All right.
Yeah, Rapidash.
So that's 5 points for you guys today. Let's see if you guys can do it. And you still have the hint, so you can still cash it in if you get this next question correct.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
So as always, guys, I like to ask you a base stat question.
Yes, here we go.
And so it's this week.
I'm curious to find out how you managed to make it about Delibird.
So this week
let the record show that this took a long time for Thatch to figure out.
This week I want to know about ice type Pokemon, and I know I want to know what ice type Pokemon has the 14th highest PhD of all ice type Pokemon.
This is the most difficult question we've ever been given, Delibird.
Took me so long to find this.
Viger, do you think we should get the hint for this?
I think we should, Ken. No,
it's Delibird. It's Delibird.
That is correct.
And Scrawn is screaming at the top of his lungs.
Basket, I'm so sorry.
You know what's worse about this right now is the amount of crap I'm gonna get. Not from the fans, but from the council and the Viridian Guild themselves. The amount of crap I'm gonna get for how easy I made these questions.
It's Christmas, dang it.
It's my birthday. I want you to know that I did not go on Boobapedia and look up Delibird before this. I thought he would manage to make the questions actually difficult. He did not.
He did for
I'm
me.
Sorry.
But then
I'm sorry.
Stupid
it's Delibird. I, you know how hard it was to find a 4th question about Delibird?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oh my gosh. There are only so many things you can ask. All right, so you guys got 7 points today. That makes a difference. That makes a difference in a lot of ways because 7's a huge jump.
It doesn't make a difference at all because Shimui's just going to win next week.
Exactly.
But it was
okay,
fun.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to format these columns. All right, so in first place we have Shamu with 24 points. He's in the lead. Whimsicott, though, you are now following in second with 17. Basket and Jushiro are now tied, though I didn't check who was on the cast this week. And that is with 13 points. They're tied for third place. Viger, you're now in fifth place with 12 points.
Yay!
Sublime, you are now in sixth place with 9 points. Scrawn, you're in seventh with 8 points. Maximus is in eighth with 6. Snag is in ninth with 3. And Gator is in the rear with 1. So that is it for the trivia section this week, guys. Come back next week for the Puckle 10 episode where I'm going to do trivia live. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we're going to have like four people, because technically my wife will be on. All of her points will be tripled. And
if I don't want to sleep on the couch, they will be tripled.
She technically has 14 points because she was part of Team I Choose You. I just stopped listing their points. So she could beat all of you if I triple her points.
To Puckle Poke Quiz, where we quiz your co-hosts on their learned Pokemon knowledge. All right.
I'm never going to do that.
So with this, I have selected 5 trivia questions, 1 picked up by myself, and then the rest came from you guys in the community. I tried to pick a good representation of these things, and you all know the way that this works. We have 5 questions. You get a hint along the way if you need it, and there's also a question that is worth double points. Now, if you go through all 5 questions, get none of them wrong without you, you can earn by your bonus. Now,
by the way, you technically have 14 points. because you haven't been on the show, and there's that one day that that Larry was all about getting all the points.
I'm all about the points.
So that's right. Yeah, I gave into him, and so I didn't think you guys were going to be on the show again, so I gave you double points. But you have 14 points.
Oh, you got a shiny Ricardo!
Nice!
I can already see.
False swipe. False swipe.
I can already see where this segment be us trying.
All right, and with this, Shamu, I believe you are 4 points away from winning this round.
Yeah, and technically could battle cast. And then if the game corner would be a...
All right, so with that, let's see how you guys do. The first question I have selected comes from Uncle Oshawa. He wants to give some of the side games a...
Okay.
In fact, this is the question that I'm going to count for 2 points.
Ooh.
Of the Pokemon that appear in Pokemon Rangers Shadows of Almia, there's one that cannot be captured. What is it and why?
Shadow. So, fun fact, I've never played this one. So, I'm going to defer to you, Scrawn, or I'm going to say Ho-Oh.
Wait, this one is Almia.
That's the second one, right?
Ho-Oh's in...
Because I thought Almia was the
I don't know
third.
Why I'm helping you.
Yeah, I think
is Almia the one with the send design you have to make?
Almia's that... the one with the...
That's cow. All of them.
No. Yeah, kind of what I'm...
No, Almia is her of the cow.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I don't know. I've only played the first one. I've never played the other ones. I know we have it.
I've played them. I've spent years.
Because nobody plays those games. Who wants to sit there and circle things?
It's been a long time. Almia?
Of the Ranger games? Because there's like three. Yeah. So like, that's not like a hard range.
Shut up. I'm just trying to think.
So again, it's what Pokemon cannot be captured, why can't...
That's very vague. Oh my gosh. Honestly.
Well, let's use the hint. It's worth 2 points. Hint time. You can also jump.
This Pokemon... I'm trying to get the why. Because the why, why is the thing.
Buddy.
Well, again, and I've maybe played a little bit of this game, so it is a water type.
Okay.
This Pokemon is a water type.
Kyogre. It's either it could be Wailord, just because it's so big.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
I'm gonna say Wailord.
Let's do that. Wailord because
Let
it's so big.
Let me think a bit more, just
but
to make
if we run out of time, then
yeah, that's my backup right there. I think Wailord because it's way too
big. If I probably can't fit on the screen.
It probably can't. It's probably too big to do.
Like Steelix, where like it just like it's so big, but it touches the spike, it breaks.
Well,
time.
Remember, was there a whale? So you
could
go on,
okay,
and there was a certain. Don't
was it a
whaler? Capture.
Was it a whaler? Or a whaler?
Probably whaler. It's the Pokemon you could ride.
Okay, I'm gonna say let's go with that one. Well, let's get 1 point for that. Because we
but,
say...
Oh, it might be Wailord.
That's what I said!
Because you could ride the Wailmer.
Okay.
And you, like, would find the Wailmer. It's been so long.
All right, I'm going to need an answer.
Let's go with Wailord because you ride it?
No, you don't ride the Wailmer.
Because you're diving for it. Okay, that one. Let's go with that.
You are right on one account.
That's what I thought.
It is Wailord.
Woo!
Because it's too darn big.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was the too darn big. I shouldn't have listened to you.
But we were right.
We were right on one account, not two.
There's another one?
There was a 2-point question because it was one for the Pokemon and then 2 why. We got the wrong why.
Oh, no, that's the real reason why.
Why?
Because you can't capture it. It's too big.
Oh, oh my gosh, it's fine. Whatever, we'll take a point. All right.
This next one comes from one of our favorite Canadians, Ten Little Men.
Ooh.
Which Pokemon has the signature ability Stall?
Stall, that's Sableye.
Yeah, Sableye.
You are correct.
Yeah. Yes. We got it. All right, that's 2 points.
The next one comes from community favorite.
it's a pop tab.
I mean, you
things just got weird on the Puckle Podcast.
That, without context, it's really bad.
All right, this one comes from
at 2 a.m. Scrum gives Thatch a shoulder nod.
That Thatch wasn't expected. this one comes from everyone's favorite, the fluffiest Whimsicott.
Oh, God.
Which type is the only one that no Pokemon gender?
No Pokemon gender differences?
Yeah, so for example, one of the best, like Blazikas.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Gender differences.
Yes. What type has
so
no
we knocked
Pokemon?
Out fire and fighting. We can knock out dark and ice because
it's
Sneasel.
Electric.
We knock out electric because... Mm-hmm.
Water, tooth, Quagsire.
Yeah, water because of Quagsire.
Normal.
Also ground.
Ditto doesn't have gender. Ditto doesn't have gender.
Rock and ground because Rhydon and Quagsire.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Do we have... Can we knock out
steel? You can knock out normal.
Yeah, Pyroar. Steel? Maybe Fortress?
No, Fortress.
No, okay.
Mm-hmm. Scizor does.
Scizor. So that's Bug and Steel. So that's we've knocked out 10 types of.
So we have
Fairy.
We've done Fire as well. We haven't done Fairy. I don't know about Fairy.
Keep thinking.
We have Poison.
Poison.
Does Arbok?
No, Arbok just has differences between generations. Poison. What are the other types out there?
Flying.
flying. There's definitely a flying.
Yeah, if you count Nidoking.
I wouldn't count that. That poison. We haven't thought about.
They're definitely different.
Are we on poison? Is that the type?
We have steel and poison.
We knocked out steel and bug. Scizor, and then oh man.
We have
grass.
Grass.
I think Roserade and Roselia.
Roserade does.
Yeah, Roserade does. Oh, that's poison then too.
Yeah.
And then fairy is the one that. What other types do we forget?
Dragon.
There's definitely. Flying counts because of Gyarados has different.
Dragon. Electric.
Pikachu. Yeah. So
dragon and
dragon and fairy. It's one of those two.
Maybe you guys choice.
Yeah, we have to make a choice. Let's flip a coin. We've knocked it down to a 50-50. I want to say fairy. I think
I'm okay with.
I think fairy over dragon. Dragonite might have a different. I don't remember Dragonite. Let's go fairy. Let's say fairy. Lock it in. I'm locking it in.
That is correct. Yes, woo! Fairy. Cool. At least according to. I did not verify this myself. So
I mean, obviously.
All right, you guys have 3 points so far.
Yeah,
three points for three questions.
Dragon type would be.
Maybe. Maybe. But I think Dragonite does have something.
I think Dragonite does.
I think that's better.
We'll double check.
All right, the next one comes from Hydra. Scroll on this one is probably where it'll be Sapphire. What is the only Pokemon?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. That's an easy one.
Why not?
You guys are correct.
Four.
It is
that's a shame. Win right there.
All right. And the last question comes to me. This is one I actually did recently.
You should have asked what.
That's so
isn't
hard.
You don't.
It was an event.
It was.
I think it was from an e-reader card, actually.
An e-reader, yeah. I've got those.
Man, the fact that we know that.
I've got some.
All right, so in the Pokemon series, it's known for trading, of course, but in the game specifically, there are some, in Gen 1, a Farfetch.
Yeah.
What gym leader in the Pokemon series? What gym do a Pokemon?
Trades.
Trades.
So you are receiving something.
So the only thing I get, they are receiving. Like, yes. Maybe blue?
Because I know it's why.
She gives you a Lucario.
Yeah.
I think it was like...
It's like a trade with it. It's like...
If they want a Pokemon...
Yeah, I don't know what it was, though.
Wasn't Genmon...
We've only got, like, a 1 out of 40 chance on it. Just, you know, roll the dice.
You know, like...
I want to say...
It sounds like...
It was, like, 4 through...
Six. Yeah, it was in the last...
Because it wasn't 1 through... Tell you that. It wasn't 7.
It's 1 in 20 chance. It's fine. That's perfectly... That's 5%. We got
it. I want to say it was 4. More like 5.
It wasn't 4th...
It wasn't 4th.
I would have remembered.
5.
So then, like, 5th gen...
It's not 6th gen.
Even 5th gen would do that. It had to be, like, Sharon or... It had to be, like... Yeah, like, Sharon would have to have done it.
Was it...
This is a hard one. Who's this?
What was the normal girl?
Oh, that was you. Okay.
What was the... Wasn't it the normal...
Second? Sharon!
No.
Oh, the other one, Lenora?
I don't know if it's the fossil.
What about Jasmine?
That would be... I don't think anybody appears, though.
Oh,
nobody trades you. Mm-hmm. Let's just give an answer. Some 5th gen lady. I think it's Lenore or...
It's part of the trade.
Let's just say Lenore.
Sure.
Normal type gym
is incorrect.
Obviously.
It is Jasmine.
What?
So in Heart Gold Soul Silver.
Yep, there's something.
To read this here. After defeating all the Kanto gyms, visiting Jasmine at her gym in Alvine will cause her to offer to make a trade with the player, although the player will name a second time because she will be nervous about it. She offers a Steelix named Rusty that holds
That's
a
it.
Soothe.
That's it.
She will accept any Pokemon exchange or game
it.
Trade where this is pulled. Rusty isn't the same as her battling Steelix.
I knew it was something in Heart Gold Soul Silver. That was my initial gut feeling because they did so much weird stuff in them. That's 4 points.
Yeah. That is four points. And that is enough for you to win. Congratulations.
Scrawn and Snag, you can get points after this.
Yay!
So it doesn't matter what anybody else's points were, because now it's just Snag and Scrawn with 4 points. Yay! All right.
And Mrs. T.
That's right. That's right. You get 4 points. How do you feel about that?
Feeling great.
I pity everyone.
Did you get that McCargo?
I did.
Good.
We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.